This Sunday is designated as the Confession of St. Peter, and Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on that reading coming from St. Mark chapters 8 and 9. Additional scripture readings are the Psalm of the Day, Psalm 118, verses 19 through 29. The first reading is coming from Acts, chapter 4, verses 8 through 13. And our epistle reading will be from 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Now, here is Pastor David Magruder, the pastor of Peace with Christ Lutheran Church, with the sermon for this Sunday entitled, Jesus is Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th and 9th chapters. And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they told him, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others, one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." And he called to him the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the Holy Christian Church, gathered together, we learn to confess Christ as Peter did. And when we do that by way of Holy Scripture or creed or hymns, we are simply being Christians. Peter's confession is important for us to consider with four important facts. First, Peter doesn't come up with this confession from the imagination of his heart. Peter didn't say, "You know, Jesus, I think you're the Messiah." Instead, he speaks that confession in response to what he has seen. In Matthew's account of this, Jesus said, "Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." The revelation Jesus meant is the Father's word from heaven at his baptism, followed by the words and miracles of Jesus' ministry said and done in Peter's presence. Second, Peter doesn't just speak for himself, but for the whole group of disciples. Jesus had addressed all of them with his question to Peter, "Who do you," plural, "say that I am?" Just as Peter speaks for them all in his reply, so he also gives the whole Christian church the words we need to confess. Third, this confession arises from the face-to-face encounter with Jesus, and so it's repeated whenever Jesus is present. So we'd say that Peter's confession belongs among Christians in the divine service, where we acknowledge that Jesus is actually present among us in his word and in his supper. And finally, Peter's confession that was first spoken in the town named for the emperor, Caesarea, is always spoken to the whole world. Jesus is Lord, and Caesar is not, at least not in the same way. Only Jesus is to be worshipped, and nothing else in this world or below it. Jesus is Lord. That is so profoundly meaningful that it's not only the church's original confession, but her perpetual confession. Paul delivered it to the churches of the first Christians as the primary confession of the faith. When he wrote in 1 Corinthians, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." And this confession brings the promise of salvation. As St. Paul says in another place, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." When we confess Jesus as Lord, we confess him as true God. We confess with Peter's first letter that true God Jesus is the one who has purchased and won us from sin and death, not with gold or silver, but with his precious blood. And this final meaning of his lordship is the reason Jesus forbids Peter to repeat his confession until he's gone to the cross and risen from the dead. Only then will the words, "Jesus is Lord," be properly understood. So, Peter's confession is your confession and mine. It's what all Christians must confess in order to be saved. But as important as it is to confess like Peter, it's more important to listen to his confession, to hear what he uniquely had to say. For Peter wasn't just a disciple, a follower of Jesus. He was sent by Jesus. He was an apostle and preacher of Jesus. Peter's confession delivers to us, as sure and true, everything that he'd seen and heard. Although his brief confession appears in Mark chapter 8, in a way, the entire gospel is Peter's confession. The gospel is what Mark wrote down and delivered to the church as Peter's scribe. Peter's confession appears at the midpoint of the gospel as the culmination of everything that had gone before and the interpretation of everything that would follow. Think of it. Peter had witnessed Jesus feeding the 5,000 in the wilderness and the repeat of the miracle for the 4,000. He'd seen Jesus calm a storm and walk on water. He'd witnessed the crowds of sick people that Jesus healed. He'd seen his power over demons whom he cast out with a simple word. He'd watched Jesus restore the deaf and mute and bring sight to the blind. Jesus did the deeds that were prophesied to come in the age of the Messiah. And Peter heard Jesus explain those texts and defeat the teachers of the law at their own game. So, Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ is not a guess. He's not just swayed by love or friendship or loyalty to say nice things. He has seen the deeds and heard the words and has testified to us that these things are true. We hear so often, and perhaps we're tempted to think it, that Christianity preaches a message that can't be proved, but just has to be believed. Well, in a way, that's true. We believe in hidden realities, or as the Bible says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Paul writes, when encouraging us to look beyond the suffering of this age to the glory of eternal life, these words. He says, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." We see a human hand pouring water, but we believe that God is delivering a spiritual new birth. We see bread and wine, but we believe by the power of the spoken word that it's truly the body and blood of Jesus. we cling to the Word, even when our eyes tell us something else. But this isn't to say that our faith is grounded in myths, things that are somehow spiritually true but never really happened. Peter's confession is entirely other than this. He calls it like it is. He calls Jesus the Christ because he has seen and heard him do and say what the Christ, the Messiah, was promised to do and say. And so, because Peter has seen and heard these things, he can write to us. We have the prophetic word made more sure. Peter writes this after describing his experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. He wrote, "For when he, Jesus, received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice, born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain." Peter was there. What the prophets foretold became more sure when it was fulfilled, when the things that were promised actually happened. Peter testifies that Jesus did indeed bring sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf, that Moses and Elijah appeared to affirm that Jesus is the one who would go to Jerusalem and bear the sins of the world. And we have the prophetic word made more sure because we have the apostolic testimony. We have Peter's words that the man he saw and heard and followed is truly the Messiah, the Son of God, and his testimony is true. Jesus is Lord. He is the Christ, the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself up for us that we might have forgiveness and resurrection life in his name. Praise be to Christ. Jesus is Lord. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us all confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us all pray the prayer that the Lord taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer for the confession of Saint Peter. Heavenly Father, you revealed to the Apostle Peter the blessed truth that your Son, Jesus, is the Christ. Strengthen us by the proclamation of this truth, that we too may joyfully confess that there is salvation in no one else, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us here on our website broadcast. Now, until next week, go in peace and serve the Lord.